Shout it loud, hallelujah. A Jericho destroyed, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes. Raise our hands to the Lord. Oh, Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my life. Too gentle to say, if you're there, I know who cried.
Why alone hast thou once more? Only you shall pass me.
Savior, 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 Savior.
Savior,
Savior. I'm a cry.
Why, oh Lord, hast thou at home? Only do not pass me by.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. Am I a cry?
Why, oh Lord, hast thou at home?
And our Lord
is a great God.
Hallelujah.
Great King
above
all our
Lord. Our Lord.
Our Lord.
Oh yes.
He's a
this loving
I'm surrounding
around me
to be back in to his way.
Alleluia. Complete in him, I am completely new. Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete. Sing it loud and clear, beloved.
Complete, complete, complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Complete,
where's,
complete,
where's complete
in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in
Him. Done, 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 done. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete.
Complete, complete, complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him. Complete,
oh, yes.
Complete,
oh, yes.
Complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him.
Send that fire.
The Holy Ghost fire, send down fire again. The Holy Ghost fire,
send the fire,
send down fire,
send the fire.
The Holy Ghost fire,
send the fire,
send down.
Fire burning in my soul.
Holy Ghost on fire, yeah.
Holy Ghost on fire, yeah.
Pentecost on fire, yeah.
Fire burning in my soul.
Fire burning in my soul.
Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul.
Holy Ghost on fire, yeah.
Holy Ghost on fire, yeah.
Pentecost on fire, yeah. Fire burning in my soul.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh.
Is there anything? Is there anything too hard for me?
Hallelujah.
Is there anything, anything, anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me?
Done, done. The fullness of thy Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of thy Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of thy Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, yes, complete.
Complete, complete.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him.
Hallelujah.
I am complete in Him.
Raise up your right hand to the heavenlies and declare this loud and clear. Cry unto the God of Elijah to arise for your sake. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah, increase my speed by fire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Call on the Lord God of Elijah. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, increase my speed by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. So every yoke assigned to terminate my destiny, can I hear you roaring like thunder? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. And we praise your holy name for your mighty hand. Thank you because you are the rock of ages. Thank you for your everlasting strength and power. Thank you because when you speak, no power can contest your words. Thank you for those that you have brought here tonight. Because no one comes to the mountain of fire and miracles ministry by chance. As many people as are gathered here tonight, meet them at the point of their needs. Open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. As we take our Bibles and open to the book of Ecclesiastes, and tonight we're looking at an important and very deep topic titled When the Mind is Sick. When the mind is sick. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 3. Question number 1. Can the mind be sick? The Bible says yes. The Bible even tells us that the sickness can be very serious. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 3. Are we there? It says this. There is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live. And after that, they go to the dead. Can the mind be sick? The Bible says yes. Can the mind be evil? The Bible says yes. The Bible even says the heart of man is desperately wicked. When the mind is sick, a lot of things go wrong. This is why the Bible rings out loud and clear. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. The Bible rings out loud and clear. The Bible commands and rings out and proclaims in 4:23 Proverbs. Say, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Say, because the issues of life, they are coming from your heart. Say, keep it diligently. Many things could go wrong with the mind. There is madness in the heart of men. There is malaria in the heart of men. There is kwashoko in the heart of men. There is tuberculosis in the heart of men. There is coughing in the heart of men. There is leanness in the heart of men. Plenty of sicknesses in the heart of men. This is a very serious matter. Once something goes wrong at the mind level, it will affect the whole of your destiny. A lot of people who are seeking for deliverance day and night will make more progress if they sit down, analyze their mind, analyze their hearts, analyze the thoughts they are having, and do something about it. Because generally, a man is a product of two things: what you think and what you see. A product of two things. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. There is plenty of sick mind these days. All kinds of terrible things are happening. And sometimes you look at some people and wonder whether they do any thinking at all. There are plenty of signs of sick mind. I pray that tonight, all the minds that are sick, that the Lord will deliver them. When a mind is sick, worry fills the heart. Although the worry will not bring any result, they will still engage in worry. Some lose weight, Some develop high blood pressure because of worry, anxiety, worry, anxiety. It's a sign of a sick mind. Feeling of uselessness. You just think, well, what is it all about? What's the use? It's a sign of a sick mind. Having depressed mood. Nobody can tell when you are happy and when you are sad. All of a sudden, your face forms a cloud and your mind goes down as if a heavy luggage is placed on your life, on your heart. That's depression, a sick mind. Unexplainable sadness is a sign of a sick mind. No wonder Jesus spends so much time addressing the mind, Said, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your mind. All the feeling of hopelessness is a sign of a sick mind. All the feeling of guilt, especially things that you have confessed that the Lord has forgiven you, and your mind is still going back there, it's a sign of a sick mind. Agitation. Some people are so agitated. Any small thing, they're agitated. Any small thing, they're sweating. It's a sign of a sick mind. Perplexity. Everything you look so perplexed is a sign of a sick mind. The lack of confidence. Some have so low confidence in their own abilities. The reason some people will be baby prophets forever is because of lack of confidence. The mind is sick, very sick. No wonder the Bible says, above all things, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God is interested in the mind. The devil too is interested. Do you have a sick mind? You have an opportunity tonight to pray the infirmity out of your heart. It's a different thing to have a sick hand, a sick leg, a sick head. But when the mind is sick, it's a terrible situation indeed. Inability to concentrate is the sign of a sick mind. Some people cannot concentrate on anything for a reasonable length of time. If he carries a book, he cannot concentrate. If he's praying, he can't pray for long because he can't concentrate. Unfortunately, one of the key factors of a good prayer warrior, it must be somebody who can pick a prayer point, concentrate on it, and begin to pursue it until there is a result. Now somebody said, Father, in the name of Jesus, and the heart has gone to Igbo. Father, in the name of Jesus, the heart is in London. It won't be able to get results. Decrease in positive thoughts. It's decreasing. Positive thoughts are decreasing. This is a sign of a sick mind. And without apologies, may I say, all the uncontrollable anger is a sign of a sick mind. Wife was talking rubbish to the husband. The husband too was talking rubbish to the wife. Wife got angry. He grabbed the box guitar the husband was playing and smashed it on his head until the head broke the guitar. The man too in anger jumped up. He looked around the house to look at something madam has brought into the house. It was a large television set. He carried the large television set, sweating under it because it was heavy, and pushed it out through the window to smash it on the floor. Guitar is broken. Television is broken. Wasting their money. Anger is madness of the heart. So anybody who gets angry, he is basically, as far as the Bible is concerned, a madman. He's insane. He may be wearing clothes, but he's a madman. So if your husband is the angry type, he's mad. If you are the wife too who gets angry, you are a mad woman. Because anger is insanity of the mind. All the sense of fear of dying. And because you are so afraid of dying, there are drugs you swallow in the morning, there are drugs you swallow in the afternoon, there are drugs you swallow in the evening, because you do not want to die. Here am I standing before you here. The last time I took an injection was 1974, when hot oil poured on my leg. Since that time, I stand a bye-bye to injection. But there are some, any small thing, they are afraid of dying. And the Bible says, he who is struggling to save his life shall lose it. When you begin to think of suicide as a sign of a sick mind, when you lack motivation, you can't really do anything until somebody is pushing you. You will not read until the exam is closed. It's a sign of a sick mind. Frequent desire to be crying. Any small thing, some people will just break down and cry. Break down and cry. And cry and cry and cry. It's a sign of a sick mind. Feeling of isolation. Nobody wants to again abandon you. That's what you are thinking. The sign of a sick mind. The Bible says, insanity is in the heart of men while they live. Somebody takes a bell. No one is listening to the person. And is walking on the streets. Beggar, beggar, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Beggar, 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 beggar. It's not stopping. It's not explaining. Nobody knows what he's talking about. And he's moving on. Madness. An able-bodied man is now surrendering himself to a lady the age of his daughter to bathe him by the beach or by the sea or by the river. Now will now take sponge and begin to wash his body. Sickness. People are sick. And there are plenty of things going on like this. What I'm saying tonight has nothing to do with whether you went to the university or you didn't go to the university. In fact, in my own estimation, I may be wrong, the greatest bonful and mugu in this planet are those people who said they went to the university. They just, most of them, the book enters their head, doesn't enter their mind. They just cram, they memorize what the lecturer is saying, and they go and write it down. The education did not pass through them. That's why you could find a lecturer carrying sacrifice. This is a serious matter. This is why we have a lot of decent madness on our street. People who are madmen, but they are wearing three-piece suit, walking in banks, going all over the place. You are a man. You now sat down. Somebody should be plating your hair. They now plate your hair like Shogo worshiper. And you say, it's a style. No, it's not a style. You are a madman. And this is the truth. And some of these said, I'm a gospel singer. No, he's not singing the gospel. It is the gospel singing him. To show him as an example of somebody not to follow. So plenty of sick people in the house of God who do sickening things. Because the mind is already having malaria. The human mind is the greatest vagabond in the universe. And if you don't control it, it will turn you to a vagabond person. I'm here talking now. Some of you are already at home. Some are already focusing on what they are going to eat when they leave here. Some are in London right now. It's the vagabond. It's a vagabond. Sometimes by the time they start giving people drugs at the hospital, it is when the landlord has already kicked the mind out of the house. And some people's minds have been converted to concrete, thoroughly mixed and permanently set. No matter the word of God that he hears, he will still go and do strange things. There are plenty of people, beloved, who claim to come to Mountain of Fire, but they are a disgrace to the Mountain of Fire because of the manner of things that they do. Many have cobwebs forming in their mind. The mind is so stale. Any opportunity to bear grudge, they will bear grudges. Any opportunity to keep malice, they keep malice. Any opportunity not to greet somebody, they will take it. There are also plenty of people who say, well, I have an open mind. There is nothing like open mind. Open mind is you are really saying, I have a blank space. When your mind is little, when people say you have a little mind, it means that small things are the things that really bother your life. Great minds are not bothered than with all these things. This is the truth, beloved. I was at the airport, and somebody saw me. He hadn't seen me for a long time. He saw me while we were students in the secondary school. I said, Brother Daniel, how are you? And I said, fine. Somebody standing by my side. I don't know what concerns him. Say, hey, look here. Point of correction. It's not Brother Daniel. This is Dr. Lukoya. Do you understand that? And I turned to him. Are you the one they're addressing now? Basically, I'm a brother. And as Christians, we're actually, all of us, brothers and sisters. When you get to heaven, there will be no G-O. You'll be surprised. His brother, sister, brother John, brother Matthew. That's what you find. All those labels, they are useless things that will perish here. It doesn't matter whether you did a tall cap and you write great apostle on top of the heart. If they bury you with that heart, hands will eat it. Because by the time you arrive at the gate of life, you shall appear without any apostle's heart. And nobody will call you a pastor. Brother. 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 Because we have only one major pastor, major shepherd, and that's Jesus. When somebody is constantly discouraged, this month you get discouraged. Get discouraged. One day somebody phoned me. I said, excuse me, sir. I said, yes, ma'am. I said, have I done anything to offend you? I said, no, ma'am. I said, but when you answer my call now, your voice was very low. As if I have offended you. I said, no, ma'am. Sick mind. It takes a very strong mind to control a bad tongue. If your mind is weak, you will not be able to control your mouth. And many aspects of your life, you will not be able to control. It takes a strong mind to say no. There are some minds who cannot say no to anything evil. Anything they will switch them to, they just switch to it. There are people with vacant minds. And that vacant mind becomes a dumping ground for all kinds of rubbish. But the danger is this. A great danger indeed. It is possible for you with your own hand to invite the enemies into your mind. You write a cordial letter to the enemy to come into your mind. It's even a very dangerous problem if your mind is sick and you're not aware. That's why somebody has said, win a man's mind and you have him. Capture his thoughts and you control him. Satan therefore fights tooth and nail for the mind. There are people here tonight that they really need to cry to God because their prayer life is being affected by this vagabond thinking. Let me tell you one secret. Your life is determined by the state of your mind and what you feed into your mind. Because your mind is the gateway to your spirit, your soul, and your body. It may be the conscious mind. It may be the subconscious mind. Because the mind can be conscious or subconscious. In the subconscious mind, we find long forgotten memories and experiences of childhood stored there. When you now combine those thoughts that are stored in your mind since you were a little boy or a little girl with your physical inheritance and your environment, mix it with your cultural background and your own temperament, that mind will become very mad very soon. With the conscious mind, which is only a small part of our whole mind, we can accept deliverance. And with that, we can conquer every other thing that is occupying our mind. Failure to win the battle of the mind will be failure in the battle of life. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't take tonight's teaching lightly. Because it's to the mind the devil offers suggestion. The power of suggestion into the mind is so terrible that the devil even made our master Jesus to sweat drops at the Garden of Gethsemane. That's why it's dangerous for your mind to be wandering during prayers. That's why the mind is a theater of satanic surgery. This is why the extent to which the devil can control your mind is the extent to which he can control your life. In fact, as a matter of necessity, the devil must work with the human mind in order to get results. And once he's able to grab that area, he will grab the whole of the body, soul, and spirit. Then plenty of afflictions that we battle with, they originate from the mind. The mind is therefore a center of warfare. What many people don't realize is this. Satan has instant and immediate access to each of our minds. Satan has complete picture of our thoughts and imagination, including our motives, our intentions, our secret ambitions. He knows them. As you are sitting down there, if your mind is wandering around pollution, lust, pride, he knows. He knows very well. He's familiar with every weakness and every strength of each of us. And as permitted by you, either by carelessness or ignorance, it can plant or remove ideas from your mind. That's why it's so easy for people to memorize radio advert, television advert, but Bible passages, problem. Difficult. Because there is a devil that will remove that scripture from the mind. Many of us like to forget our past mistake, our past fault. The devil does not forget. The devil is an expert at counterfeit. Win a man's mind and you have him. Capture his thoughts and you control him. This is why there is so much misbehaviors and terrible things happening to believers. The mind has not really been brought under the control of the blood of Jesus. When the mind is sick, it can result in physical and mental illnesses. When the mind is sick, it can result in failure and defeat. When the mind is sick, it can be the reason for your poverty. Because poverty is not lack of money. Poverty is lack of wealth-creating ideas. When the mind is sick, it can lead to family breakup. It can lead to oppression. It can lead to bad reputation. It can lead to suicide. It can lead to chronic sickness. When that mind is sick. When the mind is sick. It can lead to emotional breakdown. It can cause family strife and profitless hard work. This is why the enemy struggles so hard to gain control of the mind. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. As you are sitting down there, the enemy has made too much progress in your mind. I'm praying here that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the progress of the enemy in your heart will be arrested. It 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 will be arrested. In the name of Jesus. Because of the centrality of the mind in our warfare, satanic agents, they seek to control other people's minds. And they use all kinds of techniques. They can use your photograph. They can use your hair. They can use your fingernails. They can use something that has touched a part of your body. Why do you think people sometimes dry their clothes outside? By the time they go and collect the clothes, somebody has cut a little piece from it. Why do people fall asleep sometimes? You find that somebody has cut off part of their hair. It's control. Why is it that plenty of former boyfriends having photographs of ladies, they refuse to hand the photographs over? So they use various satanic techniques to control people's mind. To give a person headache, they can use his hair and terrible migraine will be happening. They can use a person's photograph. They can also use a candle. They will light the candle and make incantations. If they want to kill or harm the person, they use a black candle. And if they keep this for a week or longer with their black candles, the person gets seriously sick and the person may even die. Black candle, they use it for death. Red candle, they use it for lustful sex. Other colors too have their meanings. If you are here tonight and you have ever submitted your photograph to any prophet, or you lost your hair, you lost your clothes, you lost your shoes, mysteriously, they may be controlling you from somewhere else now. I remember that sister, on our wedding day, the right shoe just disappeared. They couldn't find it. The thing was in the box, carefully put in the box. It was the only thing that was missing. Well, what could they do? They started trying other people's shoes on her. But they didn't know that that missing shoe has been used against her. I'm praying for somebody here. Whatsoever has been stolen from you, that the enemy is using against you, shall catch fire in the hand of the enemy. You shall catch fire in the hand of the enemy. Listen to me, single or married sisters here. You need to pray hard tonight. If you still have your pictures with a former boyfriend, those pictures can be used to control your life, to frustrate your efforts, especially if you left the man or woman for somebody else. Photographs can be used for forced love, which is not true love. Take your photograph, journey with that other man, put a string on it, put a candle on it, utter incantation, and until you see that man, you can't rest. It will be as if you took alcohol anytime you think about the man. Pictures. I pray once again, any picture in the demonic world that is being used against anyone here, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. They use it to control people. And this is a very, very serious matter. A serious matter indeed. They can cast a love spell on somebody using articles of clothing or photographs. Or for those men who eat all over the place, they can wash their breast into a cup. Wash their vagina into a cup. Then use it to cook for you. And then you eat it. Then you are in trouble. Your wife at home becomes useless. And you are running around distributing your salary to strange women. They are already controlling your life. I pray for such people that the Lord will set them free. Certain problems that people experience in life is when evil powers are struggling to control your mind. So some people, in order to control them, they give them drugs. They will become drunkards. They will become addicts. Knowing that once they take those things, their mind is never the same. They thereby control the person. All this demonically inspired food that they say some people should go and be distributing, they are controlling you. Sharing of underwears, they can use it to control your destiny. Today, you need, number one, to recognize that the mind can have a problem. Two, you need to be able to identify the problem. You need to know the mind can have a problem. Two, you need to know to identify that problem. Three, you need to know that the Lord wants to take total control of your mind. As written in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. One, know there is a problem. Two, know how to identify that problem. Three, know that the Lord wants to take total control of your mind. As written in Luke chapter 10, verse 27. And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said to him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. God wants to take control of our heart. Four, you need to renounce powerful dark spirits that are controlling the mind. You need to renounce them. Those powerful dark spirits. Five, you need to take up warfare against those spirits tonight. And that's why we are here. There are people, clear thought is always foreign to them. There are some people, thinking through on anything is always a big problem. You need to pray tonight. If you lose the battle of the mind, then you lose all battles. If you lose the battle of the mind, then you lose all battles. Tonight, we need to cry to heavens. This is the deliverance that some destinies have been crying to receive. This is why Some cannot stop masturbation. They cannot stop lesbianism. They cannot stop thinking evil. They cannot stop being deceptive. They cannot stop hypocrisy. Because the mind is under another control. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. But if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Lay one hand on your head and the other one on your chest. And let your amen roar like thunder. I'm going to pray with you first. Later you will start to pray for yourself. As many people as love their destiny here tonight, to allow their amen to roar like thunder. During this short prayer, I want to pray. Anything can happen. But concentrate. Don't lose focus. Forget any problem that you brought here now. Your mind may be the fertilizer keeping the problem in place. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Masakapata likaribo senda. Father, I pray right now. And as many people as are here tonight, and the mind is a ladder through which all kinds of troubles are coming in. Let the ladder of darkness opening the gates of the mind break now. Break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. You the strong man that is occupying that mind. You the strong man that has been controlling this woman. You cannot continue the control. I know you have been hiding there for years, but you cannot continue the hiding game. So you that strong man controlling the mind, controlling the soul, controlling the spirit, come out now.
Lose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus.
You can't continue. Enough is enough. Maseta kalikanda. Riba sadira kata kayabo shenta. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into the heart, enter into the mind, enter into the body, enter into the spirit. You the strong man controlling the heart, controlling the spirit.
Lose your hold, 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 lose your hold,
in the name of Jesus. It's time for the God of Elijah to begin work. Maseta katenda. Ribe ni katenda yabash. Yes. Amen. You may put your hand down. It's time for you to now pray for yourself. If you are in this meeting tonight, and before you got born again, or when you were ignorant, you accompany some boys to go and rape some people. Or you raped a woman. Run quickly to the altar and bear your knees. As all of us pray this prayer loud and clear. Those of you coming out, make sure you pray seriously. Shout this loud and clear, beloved. Every dark control of my destiny. In the name of Jesus.
Every dark control of my destiny. Something is happening here tonight. The power of God. In the name of Jesus. Move. In the name of Jesus. Continue. Destroy the dark control. Batala katola kaya boshenta. Ribo satende kaya. Manaka senta. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. Those of you at the altar here, begin to shake your head vigorously. Shake it vigorously. As you are doing that, the electric power of God is flowing from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And as that fire is flowing through, yokes have been broken. That's right. Continue. The serpent that has entered into your body. I said the serpent ablaze. I said it ablaze. In the name of Jesus. Father, let every mind control spirit affecting this, your children at the front, be broken off now. In the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness that has been pressurizing your life, let that agenda be canceled now. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a reconstruction. Let there be a new beginning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. Those of you at the altar here. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting tonight and you used to have very, very painful menstruation, very painful, run quickly to the altar here and lay your hands on your tummy and let your prayer roar like fire and like thunder. This is not a time to negotiate. We are not here to negotiate. Can I hear everybody here shouting this loud and clear? Evil remote controlling power. I am not your candidate. Death! In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Makapota. Ribasati alikata. Yes, every power controlling you from afar, I command them to lose their hold. Lose your 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 hold. In the name of Jesus. Lose your hold. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, lay your hands on your womb area. Within the next few seconds, an angel of God will visit you and lay his hands on your hand. Then you may begin to feel the fire inside the womb. That's the fire. It's happening already. That's the fire. That's the fire. That's the fire. Every agenda of darkness or the womb of anyone at the frontier, I cancel it by fire. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. 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 In the name of Jesus. The forces you have been seeing today troubling your womb, beginning from this very day, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. You will not see these Egyptian forces again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting today, you are constantly sick. Constant sickness. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. This particular prayer we're going to pray here tonight will send evil arrows back to the senders. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Even if you are not coming out at the front, still shout it loud and clear. Can you say this with the power, the all of the power in your voice? Repeated affliction. Your time is up. Death. In the name of Jesus. There's repeated affliction. Command them to die. That's right. Command them to die. Enough is enough. Masopola kaya boko shente raboka. Daribo sopende kaya boko shente rabosanta. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. Repeated affliction. Your time is up. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. I am going to count seven. At the count of seven, a volcanic eruption of the power of God will fall upon you. And the yoke of constant infirmity and affliction will be swept away. One, two, three, four, five, six, and seven. They're going out. They're going out. The constant infirmity in the blood, in the chest, in the body, in the soul, in the spirit, out. I decree that as from today, shall see them no more. Shall see them no more. Shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Look at what is happening here tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. With fire in your voice, we now want to pray this prayer. This prayer, thousands have prayed it, and they have received breakthroughs. You too will pray tonight and receive breakthrough. Don't worry about the wordings of the prayer. Just pray it anyway. Say, demonic stone, placed on my heart. Can I hear you saying that loud and clear? I want your scatter to roar like thunder. Say it again. Shout it again loud and clear. Shout it again loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to scatter the stone. Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.